Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the first and last name on the account you've called in about today?
John Winston.
Thank you, sir. All right. Locating this account for you. J-O-H-N, first name?
Yes.
All right. What in the world? All right. And the last name is Winston, W-I-N-S-T-O-N?
Correct.
Thank you. All right, sir, I've located this account. If you will verify your zip code, please.
19106.
Thank you. All right, so I've located this account. This is for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure, and how may I help you today?
Well, I haven't received it yet. It's been like a couple months.
All right, let's take a look at that. Yeah, I see that the last shipment was delivered. Let me see here. Last shipment date was the 6th of April, and you are on a subscription that allows every 60 days, and it should, your next shipment date should have been the 5th. All right, so let's see what the problem was. Okay, we'll take a look at that card information. Sometimes it is a card issue, so let's see. All right. Last four numbers on the card, 3966. Expiration looks fine. Let me check on what happened. 1 second. All right, so what I can do for you, it doesn't look like the payment was processed. Would you like me to go ahead and process that and get it shipped out there to you?
My question is, how come it hasn't been shipped?
Okay, so, it looks like it wasn't shipped because it was not charged. That's what I'm seeing here, but I want to make sure before I tell you that. Because it doesn't look like it was attempted either. All right. There was a reship on the 17th.
What happened there was I had changed, not address, but apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they might have sent it back, but I called again, and they were supposed to send it out, and I haven't received it yet.
Okay, well, all right, so the new apartment is 403, correct?
Correct.
All right, so that was updated successfully, and that could have been what the problem was. Give me 1 second to look at this.
The last time I had called, they said that it would be shipped out again, but I haven't received it.
All right. Yeah, I do see that reship. And there was a call in on the 17th. It said that it was reshipped again. So let me take a look at it. That's right. All right, I'm not seeing that reship. Let me reach out to a supervisor. 1 second, please. All right. So I've reached out to a supervisor. Maybe they can assist me with where to locate that information. I'm not seeing that it's reshipped, so give me 1 second. Right, so I'm waiting for a response here. It says next shipment date should be on the 5th of June, but it's still not telling me about the shipment that you're calling in from.
Beg your pardon?
I said I do see that the next shipment date is the 5th of June, but it's not showing me the shipment that you have missed here, so just waiting for a response.
The last person I talked to said that it would be shipped out, and I've been waiting for it.
Yes, sir. Right, and I'm trying to locate that
in June, this month.
Right. Yes, we're trying to get the shipment from. It should have been April's shipment, but I do see a reship. And it doesn't give me any information. I see a notation of reship, but I'm not seeing where it was actually reshipped. So that's why I've reached out to a supervisor, if you'll give me just a second. I'm still waiting for a response here. Well, it's Monday. How's the weather where you're at, sir?
It's cloudy today. It's in the 70s. Mm-hmm.
All right. Better than here. All right. So how's the ultra pure? How's that working out for you?
I haven't had it. It's not working.
Well, yeah, it's not working out. Okay. I guess it would work out if you received it. All right. 1 second.
If it was working out, I wouldn't be calling.
That is that's normally how that goes. Yes, sir. All right. So I do have a supervisor looking at the account to assist me further. All right, just another minute here. She's looking at it. All right, it says delivered. All right, let me take a look at that. But this is not the ones that we're talking about. Is this what we're talking about? The April 6th shipment? Are you saying that you did not receive those?
No.
You didn't. All right. It does say delivered. Let me take a look. Yeah. And it even says up to the 18th.
Okay,
It was
what I'm
delivered on the
thinking is if
18th.
it was delivered, they probably sent it back because of, they probably delivered at the old apartment number. Maybe that
All
was the
right.
glitch.
Let's see. So we updated that address. Let me take a look here because it should not have. All right, we updated the address on the 10th and then there was a reship. And
But I
so you
never
should.
received it.
Okay. Let me ask how to. All right. So you will have to. All right. So I do have a tracking number for you, and you can write this tracking number
Can
down.
that be sent out? What is it, Express?
Such as so for a faster shipment, is that what you're saying?
Yes, since
All right.
yes.
Well, at this time, we're not able to reship again. I'm going to give you the tracking number. You can call the post office and ask them, what's going on with the shipments. But we have on our end fulfilled each request of
Well,
reshipment.
all right. When am I was supposed to receive it?
All right. So it says that it was delivered, item delivered on the 18th of May. That was the last one. And the update was on the 17th. I'm sorry, the 10th. The 10th of May. So that was sufficient time to update that address. And there was also a shipment delivered on the 11th of May. Now that one possibly may have went to the old address, but the one on the 18th, you should have received that one. So I can give you that tracking number.
Can you no, but can you check it and see where it's at
All
when
right,
you're in?
I can probably do that for you, no problem. All right, so this is going through the United States Postal Service. And it says delivered at or in the mailbox. It should have been the 21st. The UPS says it was delivered on the 21st. So that was just Friday.
I didn't receive it.
All right, so I will give you this tracking number. You will be able to call the
This
USPS.
see, I don't think I have to do that. See, I paid for it already, and I shouldn't have to be tracking anything.
I do understand that, but there was a change of address and we've reshipped several times. So this one should have went to your mailbox. You should have received this one definitely. So if you'll contact the post office and ask them about the shipment.
But this is what I'm saying. I shouldn't have to do that because I paid my money and I haven't received the product yet.
All right, so give me just a second.
So I've been a customer for some time and, I did what I was supposed to do and I'm getting to run around.
Not necessarily. I mean, we've honored each of your requests, and we are changing and updating the information
No,
as
I
you provide
understand
it to
that, but
us.
I just don't have the product.
Right. I mean, it was shipped in on our end. It's been shipped reshipped several times, and I did reach out to a supervisor, so I'm waiting for a response there. But at this point, it does look like you're going to have to contact the Postal Service for that package.
I thought the tracking on your end could tell me where it's at.
It did. It said it was delivered to your address on May 21st.
Okay, but it wasn't delivered. I didn't receive
And
it.
so, shouldn't, I mean, then that should
No,
actually
what
be
I'm
a
saying
problem
is,
with the
okay, what
Postal
OMAC
Service.
should be, all right, OMAC should be checking on that because I paid for it.
Right. Yeah.
I shouldn't have
Right.
to go to the post office.
You shouldn't, but this is where we're at with this now because we did deliver
Well,
the
maybe then I'll
address.
just kind of just not deal with you anymore. Just
Well, that won't be necessary. Just let me make sure that I would hate that you feel that way.
because, you know, it's been a while, and I paid my money, and that, you know.
I do understand. So, would you like to take the tracking number to get in touch with the Postal Service?
Miss, I don't want to talk again. That is not my responsibility.
Okay. Okay, so how would you like me to handle? I mean, what more? There's no way for me to reship it because it has been reshipped, the same
Well,
shipment.
then I just request my money back. That's all, because I don't have the product.
All right, one second. Yeah. So I'm still waiting for a supervisor to contact me about this. Okay. There we go. All right, so give me one second, sir. Well, I can get this account canceled, and I do apologize for that, and I am working on everything for you. All right. I don't know how to do that. All right, sir. So I'm going to submit this request to have the account refunded. I can go ahead and have the account canceled. And we'll go ahead and get that done now. All right, so I do have this canceled and I have a confirmation number for you whenever you're ready.
One second.
All right.
Okay.
It is 788-088.
All right.
All
It's
right.
788-08.
88.
The last is 88.
Yes, correct. Right, now I'm
Seven
gonna give you.
zero. So that's 7 8. I'm sorry.
No,
Seven
that's
eight
okay.
is
Yeah, I closed that
seven
screen.
eight. Beg your pardon?
I do apologize. One second, let's see. Okay, 788-088.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right, well, I do apologize for that. So we'll get you refunded, and I do thank you for calling Omax Health. Sorry for the confusion there, but you have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
doing.